Meeting with your care coordinator, or CC. Step 1. Getting to know you. In Step 1 of wraparound, a care coordinator visits your home or wherever you're most comfortable to get to know you. The CC also meets your parents or guardian in this visit. Sometimes, one or two other wraparound people also attend this visit. The CC tells you more about wraparound and answers your questions. Of course, if you have questions anytime during the wraparound process, please ask them. Wraparound is about you, and your voice will always be heard. During this visit, the CC wants to learn about your strengths, what's important to you, what you like to do, and what you want your life to be like now and in the future. Your strengths can also include your faith, what inspires you, and your favorite people. Mention any hobbies, special talents, and music you like. These are also strengths. So share your strengths. Even brag a bit. The more your CC learns about you, the more effective wraparound will be for you. You can invite family members or other important people in your life to join this first meeting with your CC. As long as there's no official paperwork saying that you can't see a certain person, you're welcome to include anyone who matters to you. During this meeting, the CC also wants to learn which areas of your life or life domains you want or are required to work on while in wraparound. Life domains are the specific parts of your daily life that are needed to help you and your family be healthy and successful. Life domains include things like safety, school, work, health, social, fun, a place to live, legal issues, culture, behaviors, emotions, transportation, and finances. You and your CC, and later your team, will often talk about these areas of your life when identifying needs for your plan. Do you feel bored or lonely? Then you and your team may set goals like trying new activities and meeting new people, which would fall in the social domain. Want to pass all your classes? Then focus on the education domain. Maybe your biggest challenge is to get off probation. If so, choose goals in the legal domain. By meeting your goals, you will create positive outcomes. For example, getting grades of C or above would be an outcome of achieving your goal to pass all classes, which falls in the education domain. Usually, teens in wraparound want things to improve in several life domains. Sometimes they want something to be different in their family, in how they feel about things, and in how they act. Setting goals in the family, emotional, spiritual, and behavior domains could all be good choices in this situation. Now picture what your life will look like when things improve in each area you have selected. As a next step, make a list of what you need to get to the better life you're working on in wraparound. Items on your list might include things like emotional support, like having love and understanding, behavioral support, such as having a mentor to learn good communication skills, logistical support, perhaps having a ride to appointments, service support, such as having a counselor or tutor. Dare to dream and ask for what you need. It's your life.